That was Drown. This is Movie Brain with Lift. I'm going to give you a couple indie rock songs before we get into the beats. I don't have any comments. Go ahead and listen.
Je
Okay, everybody. I have a very special guest that would like to speak with everybody today about everything going on. Luis Carlos, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How's everything going?
It's going pretty well, dude. I can hear the music in the background. Did you connect it to like your system? Is that how that works?
Dude, you're on air right now.
I'm on air right now.
You're on air.
Oh, wow. Dude,
the people can hear you, Luis, and you sound weak.
You think I sound weak, Slater? Slater,
yes.
You see, that's typical left. You look at the facade and you don't see the inside. Didn't you know that people are beautiful on the inside, Slater? I know that that's hard for you to understand because you're so shallow. You can't see past your...
I'm the most emotional person I know. I'm crying right now. How dare you call me shallow?
Hey, do you...
Luis.
Do you cry out of your ween?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I cry out of my ween, but at least I have my labels.
You cry out your ween for me?
I brought you in this evening, actually. I wanted to ask you a couple questions about just opinional questions.
Ask away.
Could I first get your opinion on Leafs?
On what?
Leafs, like neat Leafs.
Leafs?
Yeah, like, you know, people from Canada.
People from Leafs? That's how you say Canadian people? Do you call them Leafs people?
All right, we're going to move along. How do you feel about accepting money for Shillery?
Listen, you'll find something very funny if you look at Hillary Clinton's posts on Facebook and Trump's posts on Facebook. Dude, the only people who support Hillary are honestly people who get paid to support Hillary. Like, if you go on websites like Poll, you'll find people like called Correct the Record, it's a super PAC, and all it is it goes on like Facebook and like goes in people's profiles and comments like, oh, dude, that's not true. It's called Correct the Record. It's how is that allowed in a democracy? Like, that's so stupid.
Wait.
And all her pictures, you find people saying, she's not as good as Bernie Sanders, but, you know, she's so good. It has, like, 10,000 likes. That's, like, the top comment on the Facebook post. And then you go on Trump pictures. Look at all that high-energy nationalism, dude. It's like, we don't care about the footage about grabbed by the... US and flat enough, I can say that on air. And people are like, yeah, no one cares. And you get like hundreds of thousands of shares and like hundreds of thousands of comments. People are on the Trump train. It's just, there's a silent majority, dude. So if you get paid to support Hillary, you know, it's probably your job and you're probably like a part of the corrupt political class that's going to literally destroying this country.
Choo-choo.
And people who do that pendulum swings both ways. And you can already see that happening in Europe. There's crusader squadrons of Afghanistan veterans going around beating up immigrants.
Luis Carlos.
So they wanna, yeah, what's up?
We're going to go into the next song. We're going to have back on the next break. How about that?
All right. That poison rhetoric coming straight at you.
Thank you, buddy. We love you.
All right. I love you,
buddy. Catch you on 4chan, Luis.
Can I still talk to him? Luis Carlos. Thank you. was Rain by Andrew Chelman. This is Montana Girl by Vansa.
A lot of people are struggling with tests and homework recently. It's important to look at what people have gone through throughout the history of time. Pistol Pete was forced to dribble a basketball while his dad drove a car. Thank you.
About a poem, Slater.
A poem, you say? That just so happens I have a poem right here. Ah! It's called The VIP Room. She wasn't old by any means, but her dimples said otherwise. As the bottom of her flamboyant dress bobbled around the fronts of sneakers and the backs of heels, she made her way into the VIP room. After drinking more than any main her size should, she was equally confused as how she got there as to what she was looking for. The bartender's fiery gaze sprang hopes of a free drink. The walk to the bar would be one of the last she would take.
The next couple parts are to come later.
Alrighty, and in that case, this is DNGR, one of my new favorite producers. Look him up if you want. I can't officially make you do it, according to the FCC. So, it's based on you. Intrinsic motivation.
The biggest mistake he made was holding on to the hope installed to him by his mother. The bar was all he knew, and how could you blame him? He was working the same job for 20 years to put his sister in school while he dragged his mind down, but tonight was different. As the bartender walked into the all-too-familiar swampy wet ground that sealed off the VIP room for the rest of the world, he paused. He couldn't take his eyes off the petite dame in the back of the room. Why shouldn't we break the cycle and have some fun tonight? Fun, he was tired. As she approached him, an almost defeated smile sprung upon his face. Apple martini, please, she sang. They were in love, but both parties were to be damned if they were to admit it first. Then the unthinkable, a kiss of pure passion, something beyond human comprehension. The bartender yelled a harsh goodbye to his boss, and the new couple exited the VIP room holding hands. They couldn't be more happy, but as the moment passed, reality hit them. As it turned out, they had almost nothing in common. He was a Jew from Queens, and she was a conservative Catholic raised to become a preacher since birth. The disappearance of their connection was almost too much for her. She ran outside the VIP room, arms in air, and was hit by a bus. This was the saddest moment of his life, and a date with the Reaper was in order.
Shout out to Occam and a boy Razor, cutting it off, keeping it fresh. We don't play no games. Occam's Razor, one simple answer. Thank you.
I'm on the air.
You are on the air.
I'm on the air.
Am I on the air, Joe?
I think everybody's on
my
air.
Voice right
we
now.
We got Curry the Killer and the radio station Louise is back.
Yeah.
We're popping.
Okay.
So what are we going to talk about today?
I just wanted to hear both of your thoughts on the New World Order.
The New World Order? The New World Order is scurry.
Sleep plus curry equals scurry. We're weak on our own. We're strong together. It's simple.
Mm-hmm. It's the union they don't want to see. But it's going to happen.
Now, Curry, I heard you donated quite a big sum of money to the George Soros Fund recently. Luis, do you have any comment on that?
You see, when you guys want to talk about New World Order, you're talking about like it's something that, like, years in the future, like it's some type of dystopian novel. It's happening right now, Joe. You can see the effect of the international globalist bankers, all of those who bankroll and fund and lobby for the same consistent political group. The same people who backed the Democrats and who backed Clinton are the same people who backed the refugee policy.
I want rights for bugs.
All the censorship policy.
That's what I'm saying.
So when you want to pick up on New World Order, that's happening right now, Joe. That's
okay.
Happening right now.
Okay. Curry, I'll give you a second to respond.
Well, see, I don't know much about George Soros, but, you know.
Here, I'll discuss George Soros for you.
I don't know
George
shit about
Soros is Hillary's, top donor.
He's
Hillary's top donor.
Okay.
And he was also a Nazi collaborator. And the way he got rich
was
during World War II in Hungary, he would point out all the Nazi family, the Jew families that he knew from when he was not occupied by the Nazis, and then he was sent to concentration camps, and he went on interview on TV 30 years ago and said yeah, those were the best years of my life. He's the one who funded Black Lives Matter. He's the one who funds Saudis killing gays. He's the one who funds legislation that lets 12-year-olds have sex change surgeries in,
sounds like
in
a
Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's no good. No bueno.
Bring
no
back
bueno.
The flappers.
You know what you gotta bring back? You gotta bring back this kind of culture. You're either one thing or you're the other or you're the moderate. I want bars, dude. I want bars of social justice warriors talking shit about rednecks and then I want bars of super duper right wing, this is kinda scary, how come everyone here has a bald head? Talking crap about Clinton, and all of them get drunk, and then they meet somewhere in a dark alley that's super smoky, and they beat each other. But they're not gonna kill each other, because that's too far. But it's poetic. People are passionate. Because you know what, Joe? Those are the philosophers. Those are the ones who think. And
okay.
A good quote: If you separate your philosophers from your warriors.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be taught by cowards and fought for by fools, Joe. That's what I'm talking about. You gotta get these politicians in the trenches, dude. I want to have a president who during the debates will rip his tie off and like reveal his chest and it's covered in like shrapnel wounds and be like, I took an IED hit for this country, like I bled for you guys, and everyone's like, wow, that's the greatest dude.
No,
not that joke of a debate we had last time.
Luis, before we go back into everything, could I just ask you one more question? If you could have one thing from the Roman Empire implemented into America today, what would it be, and how would it make America great again?
Okay, in the Roman Empire, especially during the time of Pax Romana, like the Emperor Augustus, the only people that could fight in the military were the top percent of the society. So if you were rich, that meant that you had to fight in order to keep your business, because there was mandatory 16-year service. So I would say create a military that's made by people who are educated and have money, know what they're doing, and then from there they can prosper into anything they want, whether it's enterprise, whether it's ships or politics or trade, anything like that. So everyone sees war. Everyone knows the value of what they're fighting for. There's no dead dogma here. So I would definitely have that. It's mandatory service. That's my answer. It's mandatory service for everyone.
Well, all right. Thank you very much.
Hey, it works for Israel. Uh-huh.
I guess we're going to go back into some of the music now, but we'll talk.
All right. We'll talk.
Text me, sweetheart.
See you all guys later.
So you sound pretty...
Bird up.
Bird up.
Huh?
The worst show on television.
Okay, everybody. And next we're going to go into another one of my favorite producers now, Sleep Dealer. This is Dreamcast followed by Puff Meditate.
Thank you.
Thomas, topic of discussion. What bothers you the most about Lafayette College's campus?
Well, Joe, that's funny you should ask. Now, honestly, here's the big thing. I'm a junior here. I've been here 3 years. They're going on three at this point. And the biggest issue for me is the way the college is sold to prospective students and how honestly inaccurate it's represented in how day-to-day life and day-to-day studying and your day-to-day education actually goes. Like, for me, I came here planning on being an engineer. I'm like, yeah, engineering bandwagon, I'm on that so much, let's go be engineers. And I very quickly realized that there's no access to the liberal arts. Lafayette sells itself. It's like, yeah, we got engineering, it's gonna be great, but you can go do all the cool liberal arts stuff. You can go take like econ classes and anthro classes on the side. Like, it'll be great, awesome, engineering mixed with liberal arts. And you get here and you can't do it. Your life becomes engineering, or your life becomes liberal arts, because the engineering department doesn't let engineers go take liberal arts classes, and the engineering department doesn't let non-engineers have a good time in the engineering department. And it's an absolute drag, because there's so many people that want to be, you know, the Renaissance person is, you know, the idea that you are well-versed in many subjects. And if you're coming to college looking to do that, and you're coming here and you think it's going to be the right place to do that, you got to work so hard, often against the administration, against department heads, against all sorts of boundaries to actually get that sort of Renaissance education. And it's a drag, because this is the day and age of people not specializing as early and trying to get breadth of understanding as opposed to depth in a single field. And this is a place where that hasn't really caught up to that idea yet. And there's a couple professors here that totally understand that are on board so hardcore, and they're great. And if you have a couple of them, you'll know the difference. And it's very obvious, and they're very forward-thinking as far as how they teach you, how they examine you, how they support your efforts in taking other classes and getting an education in other fields. And that was my rant for like the week.
That was beautiful.
Curry! Give me a 1 second response, or a 1 minute response. How do you feel about the dining services? Pros, cons, how are we gonna fix it? Go.
Oh boy. Well, I'm all for Simon's. I think that's by far the best option on campus.
Simon's is great.
They brought back the all day, you know, that'd be a major change for me. I don't know. I think that people give the dining services a bad rap. I mean, I'm good with it, you know.
Do you think they served enough beans? A lot of complaints have been coming in.
Yeah, I'm a beans man myself.
Oh, another type kid. Yeah. Some more beans.
Yeah. I like beans.
Garbanzo? Chickpeas?
A chickpea is a bean or a pea?
Pinto beans.
Chickpea is like a little like warm like thing.
The
right?
ones that kind they make hummus like out of, yeah.
I like those. That's a bean though.
It's kind of like a bean.
I wish I was a bean.
are beans and peas technically the same thing? They just it's when the stage in their life or something. Right, like a pea is what's inside a pod, but can you then plant that? Isn't that also a bean?
You can't plant a pod if it's a pea. Even I know that.
I'm just a layman.
A door is not a door when a door is a jar, you know what I'm saying?
And a home is not a home unless you're there to hold me tight.
True.
You guys want to listen to more tunes?
Yep. Sure.
Okay. Raycord. This one's called Slow Break.
Efebi Miveha Sala from the Psyche Collective. Psyche. S-A-I-K-E-I.
You spell it, we say it.
Nablus.
I'm so behind schedule right now, so we're gonna try and keep it rolling.
ប្រអោមកវិញស្ថានោប្រៀបបានទេបតាហើយចិនមកមានបំណងប្រាថ្នាដូចថាថា
Yeah. Yo. All right. Yeah.
CDP.
Just make something up, Slate.
They asking me to spit today, yeah? Yo. Yeah. Curly hair on my head got me looking kinda dead. Might just have to call the Fed when the eyes turning red. Yo, I jump out of bed, cause you asked me to. The whole hotel room look like a zoo with my crew. My whole crew got it due. Got my blood screaming Suwu, cause I knew he would. That's my Tahoe, your girl on the lotto. I win the lotto. Sell it back to my homies for free. I sing like I was on Glee, but I don't get paid to sing. Carmelo ain't never gonna win a ring. Rose ain't never gonna have another knee. All I ever wanna do is make you happy.
Happy.
Warren Sappy.
Sappy.
That's my daddy.
Hit you with the 40, give you the clappy.
Jeez, give you the clap. Never go back. Never touch the ground, cause my feet are kinda whack. Twist on my ankle cause of the pizza they served me.
You guys got bars?
Nothing.
Corey, I know you got nothing. Bars.
I'm speechless, dude. That's like some snaps right there. That was fire.
I just got some snaps. I don't have to think. Rap comes naturally. High on that tree. So high you can't see me. Yep. Look.
I can say I'm higher than giraffe pussy.
Started from the bottom. Turned these haters into believers. I was on my grind. Working those late nights at Little Caesars.
Yeah!
Now I'm here at Loft. Doesn't mean I'm gonna stop. Keep grinding until I reach the top.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say drop.
So hot, like a stove top.
Oh.
Hottest in the game, you not.
That was fire, dude.
Yeah, that was
absolute fire.
Thomas?
I got no rhyme. I got no rhyme.
You gotta know your limits in this life.
Yeah, no.
Joseph?
I've got old ones I can spit at you.
I don't want the new ones.
Okay, let me see if this drops right.
I think it's gonna drop wrong. You Duke.
Mm. Oh, you can work with it. Come on. You can work with this.
Skirt. No, I'm gonna wait for the next beat.
Yeah, this is more or less something
this, yeah, this is real slow. Yeah,
it's like you don't want to mess with the flower in a field. You might as well let the flower grow and be beautiful.
Damn. Hashtag deep, dude.
Eat lasagna over the beach with my beach.
Oh my god.
Problem lasagna is they always think it was meat. If it was just pasta, the red sauce and the cheese, and it was just like
a dish.
Then it would just be pasta.
No, it'd still be lasagna. No, lasagna is the layered
nature. It's about
nature.
The layers.
They had a veggie lasagna the other day.
Where? Really?
Whatever.
Dang.
It was good shit. It was good.
Oh. That's a drag. That's always so sad. Like, you get excited. Like, some new food comes out in Upper, and you're like, oh, yo, they got something new and different. Like, this is going to be great. And then you're trying to, like, damn.
Yeah.
So let down.
Jambalaya, always a winner. Go-to is the jambalaya for me. Or the chicken Florentine.
Okay. Yeah. See, my thing, National Waffle Week was the absolute dream. Because you walk into Upper at, like, 2 in the afternoon. No one's making waffles at 2 in the afternoon. You walk in, pour yourself some batter. 2 minutes, 30 seconds, you're on your way out the door with a fresh hot waffle, and you can eat that in class. You can eat it on the go. It's awesome.
Best time to have a hangover.
You eat it in the bathroom. That's where I like to eat it.
A waffle in the bathroom?
No one can look at you in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Close the door stall.
Like, we're talking about normal waffles, right?
Yeah, sure.
Alright.
No, like Belgian waffles. Yeah, like the big round ones.
Definitely not Belgian ones. We're talking about those real waffles.
Oh, okay. So there's a screenshot talking about real things versus not real things. There's a screenshot of a Twitter post that I saw recently that was discussing the whole clown epidemic. And it said, I don't get it. Are these people actual clowns or just people dressed up as clowns? And I was, excuse me? Like, what's the difference between an actual clown and someone dressed up as a clown? Can you guys explain that for me?
It
can get paid. So about the profession. Once you start getting money for it, like the birthday parties and stuff, like anyone can dress up as a clown right now, but it doesn't make you a clown.
You're just a person dressing up as a clown, yeah, as opposed to like a clown.
Like I'm a basketball player because I dedicated my life to it. Like I can't invite a shots of hoops one day, that wouldn't make me a ball player.
It's okay. Like, it's an ontological question. It's about a state of being. Like, what is a clown, really? Like, just someone who dresses up? But I think a clown is a state of mind.
Right, like, the class clown. You know, everybody had a yearbook class clown winner. And a person, are they a clown? Are they an actual clown? Who knows?
Maybe it's something that's fleeting. You can only be a clown for so long.
Everybody goes through a clown phase?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Some people are really serious, you know.
But maybe that's their act.
You know, once you go clown, you end up
sad
in the
clown,
sewers.
Right? What? Hello?
That was a Stephen King reference, I'm sorry.
Like the writer. Stephen King, the writer?
Yeah.
He lives in Maine.
You know the It?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna spin my bars on this one.
Spin your bars.
Go for it.
It's time to say hello to the epileptic pharaoh. Watching his kingdom from atop of the plateau in a fold-out chair wearing a golden sombrero, so no quiero tu queso, dinero, no siento. All right, I'm going to rap about nachos. One sec. I'm angry as a hornito. Cattle get out of the bag and cut you with a Dorito, then throw that aside and pull out the lime Tostitos. But where's... I lost my flow.
That was going so strong.
You're an idiot.
Where's the salsa and the cream in the American dream? It got caught by some fiends without you even seeing. Three-piece became a suit of invisibility. Jumping through loopholes, they got the agility. Simply cleodynamical, techno-aristocratical. Found my goal to score, now on the road of my sabbatical. That's 4-7 for those not mathematical.
Bars.
Cars. Jars.
Real girls.
Lars.
Skizzy Mars. He's in rehab like Kid Cudi right now. I hope you make it. This is my rapper boy that went to Brownie.
This is Byrocratic.
Yo, I got a quick question for you guys. Someone just mentioned Mars. If you were selected to be on a solo one-way trip to Mars, would you go? Never coming back.
I'm definitely going.
You get one other person.
Absolutely. It depends on the person. Do I like the other person?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'd go too. I'd do it 100%.
Is it a girl?
I don't know who it'd be. I haven't decided on the other person. I think I'd go no matter what.
If it was like your wife, I could definitely do that. I'd go like, you know.
What if you get like a pet?
Why, Slater? Why does it have to be your wife?
I don't know. I just feel like you get lonely on a ship.
Yeah, you have to feel like you own somebody.
Oh, damn.
I think
what
you're getting jealous. This is a manifestation.
That's not
jealous.
What I said. Silly
look,
boy.
If I'm going to Mars, I'm going alone. Absolutely alone.
See, that's what I think.
My spaceship.
I read The Martian. I think it'd be pretty sick to be alone on Mars. You are the sole inhabitor of an entire planet.
Matt Damon was not happy for most of that movie.
He almost blew himself up, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, twice.
He's kind of sad.
Look, my people struggled in Ireland. I know how to grow potatoes in a famine.
That's what I'm saying.
This is Forest. By Lotus Bloom. Oh, you definitely like them.
Okay.
Floods are our country's most common and costly natural disaster. You can help protect what matters to your community just by airing our PSAs during hurricane season. Flooding is on the rise now, so please be sure to make our PSAs part of your regular rotation by October 31st. Learn more at floodsmart.gov/protect.
I can't help but feel like you might have read the wrong part, but I still liked it.
Oh, no, that was the only part. That was what I told him to read.
Oh.
It was just the guppies from the floods.
Oh, yeah. I get it. That's why you had
I was imagining like a tantalizing sensation, you know?
Oh, like a nice light foot massage almost?
Right.
Yeah.
Very sensual, very sensual.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guppy foot massage.
There's a thing where you... They eat off dead skin, so people like put their face in buckets of guppies.
That's their feet.
People put their face in it too. Yeah.
They do that in Antarctica.
Okay. I trust you.
Great culture. I love that culture.
Dude.
People live in
Antarctica? They dress up so sharp with all the tuxes in Antarctica.
Appropriation. This is Tony Ferrari.
Papa and Baby. Last two songs of the night are by Ginseng and Flavors. Coming at ya. Woo! Thank you.
ready. This is a rap version of the Declaration of Independence that my brother and I wrote when I was in middle school. I think he was in high school. So here we go. It's called The Breakup Song. Man has existed for a while, so it goes. And let us tell you, we have some serious woes. It's been bad, it's over, for real, we're through. I'm sorry, but this breakup, it hurts us too. We have our rights from the one God, the only. Just remember when it's done, it is gonna be lonely. So instead of a life of pain and awkwardness, the bad karma, black juju, we will now express. These rights you have violated, to us they were for real. You forgot them, we will take you out by this Achilles heel. We got some fundamental orders, some beliefs we want in writing. And we're not kidding, we will go down fighting. We are all kings, we are all needy. And you, Georgie Porgy, you just got greedy. These prerogatives, these due birth rights, are just as timeless as the Festival of Lights. We gotta all live and keep on trucking. While you get rich, life keeps on sucking. Let freedom reign and justice roll down, like waters of heaven with God's own renown. It's life not worth living, then what's the point? And with oil on your head, I do anoint. Go be free, go with sails unfurled, belt it out, come on, it's a whole new world. The rights are own and natural like stone, radiating down from Abraham's throne. We have bureaucracy to keep these points of motion afloat on the surface of the political ocean. When you forgot to look out of your look out for your spouse, you gotta get out, dude. This is our house. We got a whole new set of rules and a shiny new ball, new game, new terms from the window to the wall. Dang, you mean you jerk the UK with your golden draws and your aerosol hairspray. The problems are not small. We are not just whining. A whole new system for this we are pining. You have stood and watched as we got burned while y'all sat there totally unconcerned. We can tolerate so much, but the line has been crossed. You respect the honor at the window has been tossed. Your respect and honor at the window has been tossed. You messed up, all of the trust is gone. The lion and unicorn both forgone. You sat on us suffocated by your behind. And if you didn't see this coming, well, you were blind. We are over as of now. I took all your things. I put them in a box with those bracelets and rings. We want to change. We can still be friends. But this serious relationship has given us the bends. Your kingly ship messed with the wrong people. And we're going to lay waste to your church's steeple. We are done with your rules and regulations. Il est fini. Oh, congratulations. We got a whole big list of everything you did wrong. And you can hear about them in the next breakup song. Until then, be happy with the information that you went about and created a whole new nation.
That's what I'm talking about. We are going to make America prosper again. We are going to make America safe again. And wait, we are going to make America great again. Pull out the Alex Jones tape. We're getting on the last song.
You want to get hurt, you know? Everybody wants to get hurt. On some 47 shit. Testosterone's going up. This happens every time I start working out a lot again.
Okay, everybody. We've reached the end of the evening.
Quit the show.
I want to put a very special shout out to Matt Curry. Thank you for coming in and being our first guest.
Oh, anytime. It was a pleasure.
Thomas,
Williams.
Williams, I thought so. You've been here before. We're always thankful.
Yeah, I just kind of visited a couple times.
We're super thankful.
Yeah, whatever.
Luis Carlos Balaguer! Thank you for taking time out of your day to call us and share your very enlightening views on what parentheses are doing to us. No, seriously. Always a shout out to Renan Dancer for helping me learn how to work teal.
Our Lord and Savior, you know.
Lord and Savior.
Absolutely.
Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete. You want to do the outro? You want me to do it? You are listening to 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Late Night Low Fidelity, with or without. Thank you very much. Have a great evening, everyone. I'm way too flat to let you out me. Do care, oh, yeah. And for real love, baby. For real love, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, here of our own device, and in the master's chambers they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their steel.